This is Fresh Air. The Romanian filmmaker Radu Juda has become known for making smart, wild movies with very long titles. His latest, Do Not Expect Too Much from the End of the World, spends a day following a beleaguered Bucharest woman doing low-level work on an industrial film. But it's far more than that, says our critic at large, John Powers. Juda gives us a hilarious and biting portrait of a modern world spinning out of control.
It's easy to feel overwhelmed these days, squeezed by a constantly changing economy, bombarded by the shrieking of social media, surrounded by angry people who genuinely believe that their worst instincts lead them to the truth. This is the world in 2024, yet I can't think of a single American filmmaker who's managed to capture it on screen. I can think of a Romanian one. His name is Radu Juda, a world-class troublemaker whose rambunctious movies remind me of everyone from Jean-Luc Godard and John Waters to Lenny Bruce. His latest film, Do Not Expect Too Much from the End of the World, is a freewheeling provocation, a black comic road picture that cannonballs into the madness of our time. Clacking into a resolutely unboring 2 hours and 40 minutes, the movie crackles with brains, obscenity, political anger, and jokes that had me laughing out loud. Shot in a high-contrast black and white, it follows a day in the life of the 30-ish Angela, played by Ilinka Manolak, an underpaid production assistant on a film about workplace safety being made for an Austrian multinational. Almost from the moment she wakes up, she's frantically driving around Bucharest to pre-screen industrial accident victims for the film. Constantly stuck in traffic jams with their blaring horns, she blasts heavy metal, blows chewing gum bubbles, and flips off men who say lewd things to her. There are many. She's constantly getting calls on a cell phone whose ringtone, ironically enough, is a tacky digital version of the Ode to Joy, the official anthem of the European Union. In addition to everything else, Angela takes her mother to visit the family plot at a cemetery, stops for a backseat quickie with her boyfriend, and rushes to the airport to pick up one of her company's clients, Doris Goethe, a smug Austrian marketing exec played by the great German actress Nina Hoss, whose nastiness comes with nice tailoring. Way too smart for her job, Angela frequently pauses to record hilariously filthy TikToks in the guise of her male alter ego, Bobita, a gleefully sexist, racist, pro-Putin gasbag, whose stupidity she's satirizing. Now, at one level, Juda uses Angela's day to look at Romania with a keen, roving eye, moving his camera away from the action to show us dilapidated streets and billboard ads filled with bogus promises of fit bodies and high-tech prosperity. Meanwhile, the characters we meet tend to be rude, nasty, bigoted, and struggling to survive in a poor, corrupt economy. In a stunning silent sequence, Juda shows us the scores of memorials to people who've been killed on a single stretch of badly designed road. It's a metaphor for Romania itself. Yet even as he highlights his own country's failings, he reminds us that one reason Romania is poor is that richer countries exploit the country's low salaries and cheap natural resources. When Angela asks Doris Goethe whether it's true that her company is chopping down all of Romania's forests to make its products, Doris goes all zone of interest. I don't know, she says. It's not my department. In his earlier films, Juda explored how our lives are shaped by images, digging into the way those images are created. He does that here, too, even intercutting Angela's story with an actual 1981 film about a woman taxi driver, also named Angela, from the communist era. It makes us reflect on the parallels between the two Angela's lives. Are things truly better today? The film builds to a tour de force of a finale, a single 20-minute shot in which we watch Angela's colleagues shooting an interview with a wheelchair-bound man who's talking about his workplace accident. Juda lets us see how the man's story gets massaged by the filmmakers to serve business interests antithetical to those of the accident victim. Touching on everything from Zoom calls to action movies to reflexive anti-Semitism, Do Not Expect Too Much from the End of the World is about nothing less than the way we live now. Although obviously heightened, the emotional contours of Angela's story will be familiar to viewers here. She's caught in a system that she finds oppressive and hateful. Yet for all her anger, she doesn't know how to change it. she can only mock it profanely on TikTok.
John Powers reviewed the new Romanian film, Do Not Expect Too Much from the End of the World. If you'd like to catch up on Fresh Air interviews you missed, like this week's interviews with Christine Blasey Ford, who has a new memoir, or NPR's Sarah McCammon, whose new book is about growing up evangelical and leaving the church, check out our podcast. And for a look behind the scenes of our show and suggestions from our producers about what to watch, read, or listen to, check out our free newsletter. You can subscribe at whyy.org/freshair. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Roberta Shorrock, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Thea Challoner, Susan Yakundi, and Joel Wolfram. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Teresa Madden directed today's show. Our co-host is Tanya Mosley. I'm Terry Gross.